You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Bears After Dark. We are live here at Wings and Rings at 3434 South Halsted Street with the Collector's Cave event. We appreciate them coming out, and we have none other than rookie defensive tackle Jervon Dexter. He's been great here tonight, signing autographs with the fans, taking pictures. What's it been like for you, Jervon, ingratiating yourselves with the craziness of Chicago Bears fans?
It's been a great experience being here. I really appreciate all the fans coming out and showing their love to me. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably no stranger to a rabid fan base coming from the University of Florida and the Florida Gators, coming over from there and coming to Chicago. What has that transition been like for you?
Like you say, it's pretty similar. We have a huge fan base at the University of Florida, huge fan base here. So it's pretty similar. Very passionate fans. They show love. So I love it, honestly.
What kind of relationship do you have with Alex Brown?
Yeah, Alex Brown was one of the people who hit me up right after being drafted, and just him being a Gator as well. So and him coming here is just huge. So we don't have a very tight relationship, but it's pretty cool.
Well, he's certainly a fan favorite, even to this day here in the city of Chicago. He works in the media as well now, and we love Alex Brown. So, you know, obviously hoping that what he did here in this city can rub off with you, and, right. and you can have that same kind of success.
I'm really fascinated by what's going on here. First of all, great to see you. Jervon.
Oh, yeah, this is Mark Carmen, my
you.
Guy. Mark Carmen, my co-host.
I appreciate an opportunity to speak. That's
sorry.
Okay. I wasn't in any hurry. But first of all, Jervon Dexter, he didn't give you the senior. And I feel like this is a proud dad right here. You're right. A dad, Brax.
And I'm Greg Brax's junior.
Right.
So I should have respected the senior.
No, it's all good.
No, that's not good. That is unacceptable. And you apologize.
I apologize
Thank you.
To you. I can respect the senior.
I appreciate
it. Let me talk about that a little bit, because like my dad, he's Greg Brax, but I'm Greg Brax Jr. But you put the senior on your name. Not everybody does that.
Right.
What was the decision behind that?
Him being able to see it. He won't be able to see it now. He won't understand it now. But once he's able to understand and see that's something that I did for him and that I didn't have to do. So once he get a little older, and he'll know that I appreciated him and I loved him enough to do that. And so I can't wait for him to get older and see that.
Me and my dad were both crazy. So the hope was that we could have a boy. And name him Greg Braggs the Third, and mm-hmm. we would call him Third Time's a Charm.
Right. Yeah. So I actually went to the University of Florida where they have Gatorade, right? And they got a second Gatorade. They call it G2. So that's actually my son's nickname.
Okay. G2.
There we go. We're at Wings and Rings. If you're in the neighborhood and somehow watching the show live, you must stop by.
Run.
Softball champion Audrey Wayne just walked in the door. She's here, our second baseman.
Right there.
3434 South Halsted. And we are sitting here with the
world champion in the house.
That's correct. CHGO Sports. We won the title, Dex. I mean, we were, and I was the manager /
Softball gets serious here in Chicago. Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's serious business here in Chicago.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you want to join the team next year? I mean, you hit a few dingers.
No, I'm not good at hitting the ball.
But well, you're good at a lot of things, though, and we think we could develop you. So we'll have that conversation off the air. We don't need to do anything right now, but
recruit later.
You're six games into your NFL career, 53rd overall selection. They're not giving you as much run as I'm going to talk to Flus later in the week about getting you on the field a little bit more here. But how do you assess how it's been for you so far? Like, what grade do you give yourself six games in?
I think I wouldn't put a exact grade on it. I think that the biggest thing for me is getting better each week. And I think I'm doing that. I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I think that's been my goal coming into the NFL, just improve each week, get better each day. So I think I'm doing a pretty good job at that.
When they drafted you, we had Sean Spencer, defensive coordinator, defensive line coach of Florida, your guy. He came on. He's talking to us for – it was great. I loved talking to him. Seemed like the coolest dude going. He's in his car. He's on Zoom with us in the middle of nowhere, and he's sitting there just – you guys got a good one. Dex is the man. You're going to love him on the field. You're going to love him off the field. The biggest thing coming out of Florida was like, you're going to do different things in Chicago than we did in Florida as far as getting off the ball. What has that process been like that you're learning a whole another way of playing the game?
I don't think it was a hard process. I think it was fairly easy for me just because the type of player I was. So I kind of had to adapt a little different coming from high school to the University of Florida and playing that read and react technique. So now that I got to blessed to be drafted by Chicago, I kind of got back to my natural state to where I can just get to go, get off the ball and get vertical and knock things back. So it kind of just felt like kind of like I was back at home and back comfortable. So.
Did you see, I'm sure you did not, but their Pro Football Focus is this website that does all these grades, right? Mm. And so they graded the rookies, not last week, but the week prior. You were number three. Mm. You were ahead of C.J. Stroud. You were ahead of Jalen Carter. They had you way up the top of the list. Did you feel that way coming out of the Commanders game?
I did. I don't know about the grading and how they do the grading. I think I did a good job at what I was asked to do. I think I did a good job at getting hits on the quarterback and getting pressure on the quarterback. So I did feel like I did my job there. I think I could have did better at actually getting some of those pressures into sacks or those QB hits into sacks. So
just to wrap up that part of it, to all you Braggsy, I want to close this up. You can't know until you get to the NFL, right? Can I play here? These guys are the best in the world. How am I going to stack up? And it's still early, but six games in, do you feel like, okay,
yeah,
I can do this?
Yeah, I definitely know I can do this. I kind of knew I could do this before getting here just because the amount of work that I put in and the things that I sacrificed to get here. So, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, when it comes to PFF grades, just from a fan standpoint, our philosophy is if the grades work in your favor, roll with them. Right. And if they don't, just say the grades are flawed.
Right. Okay?
That's my advice.
Good flaw. Yeah, like it. Yeah. Like it.
So when it comes to being a three technique or a one technique, you know, has there been like a concrete, this is what you're going to be? Or are they still trying to feel that out to what fits your style of play the best?
I think with me, in my honest opinion, I feel like I can do both pretty well.
If you had a preference, or do you not have one?
I feel like for me, a D tackle is being D tackle, and in this defense is getting knocked back and getting vertical. And you can do that in the three, or you can do that in the shade or the nose or the two eyes. So I don't think it's really a it's no preference. It's just
beating your man across the middle,
correct,
right?
Yeah, just winning your one on one and being your man. So.
We talk about the shirt real quick. You're the
dude,
hoodie.
The hoodie is fire. Dude.
Where did that come from?
My guy made this for me. I can actually give you guys his Instagram after this. Yeah,
like one. Yes.
Yeah, he did a great job.
We might be twins.
Yeah.
I mean, for real though. I mean, that is really nice work.
Yeah, he did a great job on it.
Yeah.
You realize what's coming, by the way? It's what is the date today? October the 16th, October the 19th, whatever it is.
What, Halloween?
No. Yes, Halloween and November. It's going to get cold up here, Dex, is what I'm getting at. Are you ready for this? Yeah, there it is. That's it. That's a no.
You know what's funny is Major Wright, safety out of Florida. Mm-hmm. When he first came to the Bears, I was at training camp when it was in Bourbonnais, and you missed the Bourbonnais days. This was like out in the middle of nowhere. Remember the Titans type
you
training camp
it.
Situation? Oh, I loved it, dude. Way better than House Hall. Trust me. You guys had to sleep in shitty dorms and stuff. It was the best. But Major Wright, his parents were standing next to me at camp one day, and they were like, "So does it get really cold up here?" I was like, Yeah, real cold. So how much are you prepared for this?
I wouldn't say so. This is the thing. I'm ready to see snow. I never seen snow
You've
in my
never
life.
Seen yeah, snow. Never. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm ready to see snow at least for a couple days, and then I'll probably get tired of it.
Yeah, well, and we get less nowadays, so it probably will be a little bit more mild than if you were a bear in the 80s, but you're a bear now, and you'll be fine. Well, I got confidence.
Let me tell you some of the things that happen in the stands when it's that cold. I mean, I've been to the coldest game in Soldier Field's history. It was like negative 24 degrees wind chill against the Green Bay Packers. We put cardboard under our feet because the concrete under your feet makes it colder. You put newspapers inside your socks.
You know he's playing for the team. He's
well, I'm just trying to give you some of the tips.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to put newspapers in your socks.
They have heaters. They're going to take care of him. He's going to be all right.
Yeah, I think I'll be
all right. No newspapers in the socks?
He's going to pull up. You guys park underneath the stadium, right?
Right.
He's going to pull up underneath the stadium, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to dress. What's up with the – why don't you all wear sleeves?
I'm definitely gonna wear sleeves.
You are. Thank you.
I'm not gonna be the type of guy who no sleeve, no shirt,
trying to be a hero.
Freezing. Yeah, not nah, sure.
That just seems incredibly silly. How's the bond with you and Zach? It feels like this has got to be a rookie tandem that.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. That's my brother. I knew Zach prior to getting drafted here, and then when we got here, we was just going through the same things. Like going through the rookie process together is something that I appreciate. Just having someone like I have teammates who branch off to different teams, and they're the only rookie D-line in their room and things like that. But having a guy like that with me and going through the same things together has been a pretty cool process.
Who would you say is the leader of the defense right now?
Leader of the defense, I'll probably say Tremaine.
Yeah. Okay. You've got Tremaine, you've got Eddie,
right.
You've got Jalen, you've got you guys who have been here. Brisk is only a second year guy, but he's got that energy every
right.
single week.
Yeah, for sure.
Seems like you guys are starting to find your footing here. I mean, the defense, you guys played your best game. Would you agree last week?
Yeah, for sure.
So what do you attribute to how you've from where you started the year to, you know, where you guys are at right now?
Kind of like I said when I first started the interview, just getting better each week, each day, and working on the little things. I think it's the small details that people always don't see that you won't know about, but that'll help you change and help you get better. So just the small details and the little things to get better. So
I know you don't want to dog anybody, and I'm not asking you to, but what's been the biggest difference with Flew's call on the defense? Has that been a major change?
Like I said, I'm a rookie, so I didn't go through anything with them last year, but just he's a aggressive coach. I love the way he coaches. I love playing for Coach Flew's. He's a dog, so he gets you pumped up for sure. So I love playing for Coach Flew's.
Flew's gets you pumped up.
Yeah.
Because he seems all level-headed to me. Like, he's like a calm Flew's, but you're saying he pumps you up.
He got pretty fired up in the second half.
Yeah, he pumps me up for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he ever yell? Does the Flew's yell?
Yeah.
He does?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I love it. All right. Let's go, Flew's.
Lining up next to Andrew Billings, what's that been like? Because he's been great this year. He's been great at training camp, preseason,
right.
Transferred over into the regular season. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he's huge. But yeah, it's been a great experience playing with Big Bill. I mean, he makes your job easier when you in there with him at the three. He's gonna get he's very consistent at doing his job. I think he's always he's accountable. So you always know he's gonna be in his gap. He's gonna knock back that center. He's gonna be in that A gap. He's gonna take those double teams on. So he's very consistent at being him.
When you guys were in the film room, did you notice the play where he came in late off the sidelines and was like beelining for the line of scrimmage as the ball was snapped?
Yeah, I actually see. So I was right behind him when he ran in. So yeah,
that was an interesting strategy for Big Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, you got when you're late, you got to get there as fast as possible.
I loved it because it got him all this momentum. It was pretty funny.
So you're here tonight again. We're we're hanging out at Wings and Rings, 3434 South Halstead. You've got your team from Endurance. Nikki and Brian are out here. Our friends at Circus Sports are here. Collector's Cave is here. You got to perform on Sundays, but how do you handle like everything off the field? How's that been for you? Like just trying to balance everything.
I think putting together a team that helps it and makes it easier for me. Like you say, Ms. Nikki and Mr. Brian are here, and they make the process and makes things easier for me for handling things like this. And so I think I have a great team, even with my agent and my financial advisors, everything like that. Just having a great team. So.
I mean, it's a lot that goes along with it. It's not just playing on Sundays. And you had to select people that you trust. I talked to Nikki and Brian Segal. I'm like, I would trust them with my lives after 5 minutes with them. But it's not easy to do these things. Like, it's a lot of tough decisions that you guys have to make in your position to give you the best chance to be successful. What about like the recovery process for you from an NFL game to playing on Saturdays? Is that, I mean, you're still working towards being out there, every single down to really know it. But that part of it, just being able to get ready for the next week.
Yeah, I think that's part of being a pro. I think luckily I kind of started that process while I was in college, just learning how to be a professional, learning how to take care of your body and learning how to balance life and football and doing some of those things. So I think I helped myself out by kind of starting that process while my junior year in college and just learning how to do some of those things. So I mean, like you say, though, it's a lot. It's not just going out there on Sunday. It's preparing. It's watching film. It's taking care of your body. Make sure you're healthy. So there's a lot of little things.
Being a dad, the whole. I mean, it just there's a lot. There's a lot of things going on here to be successful. I get it. People have busy lives all over the place, but you live in a high pressure world where you're going up against other elite athletes who are trying to kill you and survive. It's a big time deal what you're doing. So respect is the point that I guess I'm getting to here. Go ahead, Gregory.
Yeah, I was last night talking with Corey Wooten on our show, and he played for the Chicago Bears as a defensive end out of Northwestern. Big guy like you, tall, and he talked about pad level. And really having to learn in the league to really get his pad level right. How much of an adjustment has that been for you to stay sound with that?
It's been something that I have to for sure get better at, and it's something that I focus on even in practice or if that's after practice or even before practice. Me being a taller guy, I know that my pad level won't be perfect at each time, but as strong as I am, I know that if I can use that and get my pads down a little bit, how much better, because there's been times even in college or even in high school where I can beat a guy just with my God-given strength. And just imagine if I had a little more pad level, it would have been a lot worse. So just doing some of those small details and taking them in and putting that extra work in and getting that in before in practice and after practice, I think it'll.
Is football practice fun?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I love practice.
You really?
Yeah.
It's like we Colt Komekum's on our show each week. He's like, I just got to be honest with you guys. Practice is not fun, but you like it.
I like practice. I just love the game, honestly. And it's not this.
Yeah.
This, I just love being out there, being able to fly around. I'm not a guy with much hobbies, so I don't got any hobbies outside of football. But
what about your hoop game? No?
Yeah, not anymore. I didn't gain some weight. Yeah. I didn't gain some weight.
Could you shoot it back in the day? Or was it just in the paint?
I had like a high post, mid-range. Depends on how many points I had. If I was around a 12, 15 point, I'll probably pull it out to the three and try to get a little lucky out there.
Super in the rhythm.
Right.
A little heat check.
Yeah. What are you, a Miami Heat fan? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm a Heat fan. I was a huge fan of Dwayne Wade growing up. So, yeah.
Well, Wade's from the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
So we can respect that.
Right.
I'm glad you said him and not LeBron, because here in Chicago, Carm will tell you, like, we're Jordan guys.
Well, not Jordan guys. We just, we just talk about the greatest to ever play the game, and there's no real argument here. You know that MJ is the greatest, right?
I love MJ. I'm a big Kobe guy as well.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah.
He didn't say LeBron first.
I mean, I love LeBron too, honestly.
I I'll even say I love LeBron. LeBron's work ethic, LeBron's career. I'm not trying to take anything away. We just, you know, MJ's just at the top of the food chain. That's all. That's all.
I can respect that.
Okay.
I can respect
that. I mean, I know you're
I'm younger. Yeah.
I know.
All I seen was LeBron.
You didn't see it. That's the whole point that I like to make. So everybody was hoping that Justin wouldn't get hurt this year, but he did. And apparently it looks like Tyson's going to start on Sunday. What can you tell us about Tyson Bajan? What's his personality like? Or are you guys in two separate rooms? So you don't really know him at all.
So we came in together in his rookie class and just watching him grow and even like through the rookie development stuff and just watching him, like he's always like he carries his a notebook and a pencil everywhere he goes. He always his head is in his iPad everywhere we go. So just seeing him grow and how mature he was and like you say, he was a pro. Already coming in, so just seeing him and seeing how serious he took the game and things like that. Like I said, we are in two separate rooms. From me being able to see him and be with him, that's what I got from him.
Seems like he's got a little swag.
Yeah, he got the sleeve.
He loves Tyson Bajan.
Yeah,
he wrote a song about him, so that's how much he loves Tyson Bajan.
I don't. I've been rooting for Justin since he got here. But I also, when I saw him step in the preseason, I was like, who is this guy going 13 for 14, throwing the ball over the place? And then when he got called on this past week, he's ball's in his hand, 5 seconds, 2 seconds, it's coming out. I was impressed.
Right.
I mean, so just giving rookies love.
Oh, yeah. Deck,
that's
we
all.
Appreciate
that's
that.
What we do. We give love here at CHGO Sports. So for you, to get to the end of the season, what, do you, like I know some athletes like to write down their goals or anything like that. What are your goals here for the rest of the year for yourself?
I don't have any long-term goals. Like I say, I like to do my goals week to week. So I like to improve each day and then improve each week. My main goal before the season was just making sure that I didn't get worse in any game. I just wanted to get better each game, each week. And hopefully I did what I had to do to help my teammates have a great shot at winning the game. So
quickly before we let you go, Miami is obviously a big rival of Florida. When they didn't take the knee and they lost the final second, were you having a chuckle? That was really funny.
Yeah, I was. I don't like to see Miami or Florida State win at all. So yeah, I definitely enjoy it.
Oh my goodness,
Dex, we hearing about you before you got here. We learned that you were a first class guy coming in, meeting you tonight. How many jerseys did you sign tonight?
I don't know. It was quite a bit though. Yeah,
you were doing work, and your whole team and everybody around here just shows the first class guy you are. Best of luck to you. Congrats on being a
everybody
bear.
Everybody, give a round of applause for Dexter, defensive tackle. We really appreciate you coming tonight. We wish you the best of luck here going forward. Obviously, we know you guys want to turn out some wins, and here in Chicago, we always got your back as Bears fans. So when you get out there, we'll be rooting on you here on Sunday and from the stands.
You're winning Sunday.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jervon Dexter, senior, ladies and gentlemen, from the University of Florida, and currently your rookie D tackle from the Chicago Bears, our beloved. So we're going to take a little ad break, and then we're going to bring on next special guest. You're going to take an ad break.
I am?
Yeah, you're going to take it.
Oh, I am. Okay.
You're going to do it because we got to give a shout-out to our guys over at Circa Sports. They're in the back, and they've been hanging out. They got a nice little stand popped up here at Wings and Rings here at 3434 South Halstead Street. And, they've been really, really great to us coming out to our tailgates. They're ingratiating themselves with the fan base.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, I can't do that.
I know. I need you to calm down.
And I do not calm down. I never calm down.
I just want I want to celebrate the first class dude that was just up there. I mean, how cool of a dude is our
great
guy?
Dude?
Right?
Great dude. You could just see the way he was interacting with the fans when he was taking pictures and stuff. Don't be fooled by the size. The guy's got a big heart.
Oh, he's a
you see a big guy play D tag, like, oh, he's gonna rip your head off. No, he's a really good dude.
He is. He's the quintessential gentle giant off the field, and he's gonna kill you on the field. And
that's right.
That's why he made it to the NFL, and that's why he was also on the same side of that, hanging out with us tonight. Big Dex is officially my guy. So just know that, Braggs. You mess with him, you're messing with me. And yes, thank you to our friends at
what's
your problem?
Well, it's not the summer league anymore. I'm just looking out for you. I'm sorry. I don't know.
You don't need to do anything. You just need to you need to calm down.
Mr. Big Hat.
Yes. Our next guest is coming up here in a second, but before we do that,
before we talk to Kellen Graham
from Beer Down,
yes, sir,
he's got the hat on. Thank you to our friends at Circa, who the world's finest resort out in Vegas, but also out in Lake, out in Waukegan. We're going to be going out there to watch some sports, do some gambling.
That's right.
All right. You get the best odds at Circa, which they want you to sit there and look at literally every other website and see with the value that you get over there versus when you gamble at Circa. They try to give every line at -110, less juice at Circa. I've just been so, by the way, impressed with their team as well. But if you want to talk about what's going on in Vegas, you ever want to go out there, they've got 500 rooms, a variety of layouts to fill all your needs. They've got you've got the Legacy Club Brags.
Yep.
Where you could do a lot of things. There's amazing restaurants, the Stadium Swim, 4,000 people in there. They've got 143-by-40-foot LED screen, the whole thing. So if you're going out to Vegas, that's one way of doing it. But more so, Circa is just coming here in Waukegan. CircaSports.com. They don't limit players based on the winnings. Every player has the same limits under other books that who do limit winning players. So if you're a gambler all the time, there's great value for you at Circa. They also encourage, as I was telling you, to download and explore all the other betting apps. You'll see the value there.
Yep.
So this is what you want to do. You want to download the Circa Sports Illinois at circasports.com/Illinois-app. circasports.com/Illinois-app. Sign up today. And be on the lookout, by the way. Circa events coming every which way. If you or someone you know does have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, text GAMB to 833-234, or visit arereallywinning.com. All right, now we can bring in our friend Kellen. What's up, Kellen?
How we doing? Kellen Graham here from Beer Down. You got a Beer Down to Bear Down. Thank you for clapping over there at the bar.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Make sure you tip your bartenders well, okay? I'm watching you. No, I'm getting
it. So, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So, you know, just got done talking to Jervon Dexter. Obviously, this year,
he's a giant man.
Oh, man, he's a giant. He's a giant man.
You're a giant man, Kellen.
Well, you brought a giant hat on initially, and did it not fit with the headset?
Yeah, the headset won't fit. You know, you got to get a headset for the big hat.
Where did you get that from?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Let me see that thing, Kellen.
Dick's gets a little shout out. Dick's gets a little shout out. You know, this is great. Look at that.
I like it.
See, I don't think I could wear that because, like, I don't think there's a hat out there that can fit my head as big as my head can get at times.
You were wearing a hat right now.
I was being... I was making a joke.
I know.
It wasn't a good one, though.
We're friends. I can poke at your bad humor every now and then.
It looks good on you.
Kellen, great. Your favorite? Are you wearing a Sandborn jersey?
Wait, time out. So, wait. You get a beer? Yes. How did you get a beer? Where do I get one? Or do you get a whiskey or something? Well, not a beer. You know what I want. Come on, now.
We'll get you.
The man is wearing a Sandborn jersey.
Wearing a Sandborn jersey. Let's go.
Sandborn. He sounds like, you know, Game of Thrones character to me, Sandborn, like coming from the grit and groil. I love the guy.
I personally like to call him the
Sand God.
You know,
this is like, I don't know who's the bigger Sandborn fan here. He calls him Sand God. He fanboys off him when he goes into Hell's Hall and talks to Jack Sandborn.
Oh, well, who wouldn't?
Well, first of all, I'm professional at Hell's Hall with Sand God, although I mean, for the most part, but yeah. I jumped on Sanborn last year early because you know what he was doing? He was making plays. That's why, right?
He was another guy in the line of Bears linebackers. I was like, here we go. 57-2 to go with 54, 50, 51.
That's right.
He looked the part. He came out, did a hell of a job. It's just mauled over everybody. I love the guy.
Him and TJ were nails again last week, all over the field. How do you not love 57?
Oh, he's just right in the face. I love him. He's a mauler.
And he had that moment in the game last week where he like had this look after he made a big play. It was just one of those just quintessential Bears.
He's a killer.
He's a killer.
He's a mauler. So what do Bears do?
So talk,
they maul and eat.
Talk to us about your Bear fan journey. How did you get to this point? Who brought you along? What did mom or dad or cousin or brother or somebody
uncle
do? Uncle.
Uncle and best friend's dad.
Okay.
So my dad really wasn't a sports guy. You know, you have three boys.
Yeah.
He liked to watch Victory Garden on Sundays. So I mean, little.
What is Victory Garden?
You don't even want to know. It was a show on PBS, and
it's about gardening.
About gardening.
Okay. You like gardening?
Well, that's all right. Everybody's got a passion.
That's right.
Not on Bears football Sunday.
Well, I get it.
Depriving your children.
Helen, I get the upset, but you know, we don't want to talk about any dad issues with you today. We want to talk about your Bear fan journey. So the uncle brought you to first time.
Uncle and best friend. Best friend's dad brought me first time to Soldier Field.
You were how old?
I was probably, I think, eight or ten.
Do you remember the game?
It was versus the Vikings,
okay.
And I remember at the time my favorite player was Chris Zorch.
There you go.
And 97. I got to see
coming off his head.
I got to see 97 play, and I was addicted. I mean, I was addicted since being little. Walter Payton, you know,
right?
Growing up on that, and then I mean, I don't know now whether to love him or curse him because it hasn't been the greatest.
Yeah.
Wait, love or curse Walter?
The Bears.
No.
The Bears.
Oh, the Bears. I was
like, the people that brought me into being a Bears fan.
Oh, them. Right. Well,
okay.
It's all
need to clear that up.
It's all going to pay off for you, Kellen, and for you, Gregory, when they get there. They're going to get there. We must believe. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
One damn day, the Chicago Bears are going to win a goddamn Super Bowl.
In 2055.
Pardon my life. Yeah. One day.
Well, look, nobody thought the Cubs would ever do it. They did. Nobody thought the White Sox would ever do it. They did.
And the champagne tastes sweeter when you go through the hard times.
That's exactly right.
This ain't Boston where we get a championship every other year. Okay?
Well, thank God it's not Boston.
Well, exactly. So, we earn our championships here in
Chicago. Yeah, we're Chicago. It's a gritty city. You know, you got to go through the grit and the grime to see the beauty.
You got it.
But
we've also had a lot of beauty in the city. Let's not forget. We had six with Mike. We had three with the Hawks. We saw the White Sox. We saw the Cubs. Those of us a little bit older, we saw 85, which was the greatest season in the history of football for anybody who was around. Thank you. And so they'll get back there again. But so hold on. Right now at 1-5, are you on the tank or are you hoping that they turn it around?
I mean, well, I want to see what's wrong with Fields. Like, what's the severity of the injury? Is it severe? Because I don't think they're going to stick with them.
Kellen, you're not interested in what Tyson Bagent is going to do on Sunday? Don't do this to me, Kellen. Come on.
You're talking to the Bagent.
Is he a Bagent guy?
He's a Bagent bandwagon leader. Oh, he's the leader of the Bagent bandwagon.
So why are you against Bagent?
I'm not against him.
So what is the Jesus, Kellen?
I just want Fields to be the guy. Like, I didn't want to have to go out and draft another quarterback.
Okay. I got it.
Our boss, Jake Flanagan's in the house. You are officially hired.
So let me explain to you how Bagent playing well, come with me, Kellen, is going to help Justin Fields, right? Because everyone thinks we're going to draft Caleb Williams here, right? We're going to lose all these games. Carolina's going to lose all these games. We're going to have the one pick, the two pick. We're going to take the new quarterback. Justin's going to be out playing for Atlanta or whoever. But what happens is if Bagent comes in and he plays well, right? Bears win a couple of football games. Then Justin gets healthy. The thumb's feeling better. They're going to go back to Justin because he's Justin Fields. Then Justin plays well, right? Now we win a couple of games with Justin. Now the Bears have like the seventh pick. Carolina wins a couple of football games. They're the fourth pick. Now next year.
Are you following all this?
He's following. He's Kellen. He's beard out. Let's go. And so next year going into it, Fields, Bagent, we'll have a little bit of a battle. And that's how we're going to start the season. After we make amazing Ryan Pulse picks, trades, whatever.
Whatever he's smoking, I want some of that.
That's what I'm talking about.
If he's smoking, he's smoking Sunnyside. Yeah.
Sunnyside.shop. Shout out to one of our fine partners. Hey.
I really hope would happen.
But that's not, I don't think that's a crazy thought.
I think that's a little out of the realm. I mean, I just see him sticking with them. Like, if you don't get enough of a picture of him and what they want to see, why are you not going to go and be like, okay, let's say they do get the number one pick.
That's a different story. If they get the one pick, they're gonna draft Caleb, and
that's over.
They'll have no choice.
Well, who the hell cares if it's over? You have Caleb Williams.
I'm just saying the Justin Fields era.
Who do you take if you have number two?
Bears are over.
Who do you take? Say they end up one and two.
Trade two. Take your quarterback. Get as many picks as you can for two and to build a roster.
It's gonna be a tough one, but that would be a great problem to have. But there's a lot of variables that have to go into it for that to lay out.
Yeah, there is. But I also would like to not have that problem and be like Justin Fields is this guy, because he looked great for 2 weeks. He looked Patrick Mahomes like esque. He was good. And they were running a great game plan with them. They finally, it's like, okay, they figured it out.
He's always had great potential. It's about finding that consistency, whether it's from him or the offensive coordinator, putting him in that best position.
Kellen, let's talk about the looking great. And I'm not trying to shit on Justin in any way, shape, or form. But if you broke what worried me about the Commanders game, I should have said it more, by the way. It was unbelievable to see DJ get going, right? But you need him to be able to put it to DJ, put it to Darnell, put it to Tyler, put it to
Komet.
Cole Komet, Robert Tonyan. So it was still too much in one direction. That was an unbelievable direction. And the Commanders, like Ron Revere, I don't know what you were doing. This guy is you would think that you would take that away, but they didn't. So the Bears, I'm not trying to take it away from them, but when you look at what happened there, it's not to me so super surprising that what happened this week or last week, because he was – we were kind of living in a little bit of a fantasy world.
But I also think, too, you know, we had those 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden you revert back like a bad Back to the Future 2. You know, here comes Doc, alternate 85, goes back to the same game plan, and weeks 1 through 3. It's like you're reliving the past. It's terrible.
Time out. Did you just throw a stray at Back to the Future 2?
I'm just saying that's what the Bears are kind of like right now. It's like, hey,
what happened in the movie? Or are you saying that movie was bad?
Oh, no, the movie's great.
Okay.
I'm saying the Bears kind of remind me.
That's a bridge too far.
Oh, no.
Back to the Future 2 is
They let Beth Dannon get in the DeLorean and take him to alternate 85 for this game. Okay. It's like you were doing so well, and then all of a sudden, here we go, shit in the bed again.
Okay. Yeah.
Rob Schwartz in the chat. I missed it. Who is this Sanborn guy? This is Beer Down.
Kellen Graham here from Beer Down.
Beer Down.
You can find their group on Facebook,
YouTube. I do a weekly show with my brother Casey, and it's about 5 to 7 minutes, and it's real short, so you can, you know, take a crap, be riding the train, tune in.
Take a crap.
There we go.
Ride take a train. Crap
and watch Beer Down. I like it. That's a good song. Hey, honestly, you know.
Rob, where are you? I need you here.
Watching material.
I'm very upset that Rob isn't here. I haven't seen Rob in a minute. It's upsetting
Gary
to me.
Gary, too, you know? Gary's always so active, but he doesn't come out
for the Gary's event. Been slacking. There's no doubt about it.
But that's okay. So,
but Kellen is here, and we're in it, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, we're in the muck.
We are. They're going to win on Sunday, Kellen. They're winning on Sunday. I'm telling you, they're going to win on Sunday.
I mean,
they're winning on Sunday. Nobody wants to cheer for it.
No, they're not.
All right. Not a single cheer. Yes, I got one. Thank you.
They're winning on Sunday.
They're winning on Sunday.
Well, see, on Beer Down, one of my things is I always pick the Bears to win. We do a who's going to win. I always pick them. Commanders game, I picked against them for the first time ever in like 5 years.
That's the formula, Kellen.
So I'm going to have to pick against them again. I think that's how we got to start winning. You
go ahead. Take
a little reverse jinx there.
Yeah.
Take Crosby and Hoyer and Devontae. Go right ahead. That's fine. I'm down.
All right. Hey. So, you know, it's the Beer Down. So what's your favorite Goose Island beer when you're watching the
Good
Bears?
Question.
Goose Island beer would probably have to be just 312.
The OG.
Go to the OG, you know, or the pale ale. That's not bad.
Yep. The pale ale is pretty solid.
I mean, I got to keep it light.
You don't want to go too heavy because you won't make it through the game.
No wrong direction. Any direction's good. All right. Your all-time favorite bear, factoring in Zorich and Sanborn and anybody else that you haven't mentioned?
My all-time favorite bear is Tommy Harris.
There it is. Yeah. Tommy gets an applause. Shout out
Tommy God, was a monster.
Tommy Harris. And if he would have never gotten hurt, I think that guy would have been a legend.
If he doesn't get hurt, they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? This isn't negotiable.
He was a mauler.
If Tommy Harris doesn't get hurt, they win the Super Bowl.
No, listen, they absolutely would have been. In the monsoon with Harris, they win it. No doubt.
Don't argue with me.
I'm not arguing. Okay. I love you.
Well, and maybe Kyle Orton, too. I would have maybe given him the start.
I 100% agree.
I mean, this Sanborn jersey isn't just your run-of-the-mill jersey.
Oh, no. Like,
this is the authentic.
I invested. Right. I invested in this guy.
This is like the real
sleeve. This is the real deal.
Fully stitched.
I see what's up.
Jersey. This isn't the Walmart or the Kmart, you know, Mac jersey.
Do you go to every game? Are you in the stands?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm like usually not allowed home? To be in public.
Okay.
Why? What happened?
I get a little bit nuts.
Get a little bit nuts?
Just a little bit crazy.
Just during the game or just in general?
Well, Soldier Field, probably both. I mean,
okay.
I'm kind of a crazy guy, but not too crazy.
Okay.
You're not throwing blows, right?
No, nothing like that.
We saw that at Soldier here.
I saw that video.
That was pretty.
And then bears on bears violence. What are you guys doing?
You know, and then the guy throws a sucker punch. Come on, square up with the guy if you're going to do it.
You're going to do it
then
right.
The guy that's videotaping, like, how about you get in and stop the thing?
Well, he's probably a Vikings fan.
You know what I mean? Like, I know we're all entertained by the buffoonery, but how about, you know, be a peacekeeper?
No, I don't
get
that.
In the middle of that if you were there?
I would have stopped it.
Actually,
I would have found...
I would have stopped it, and I would have told him, like, hey, let's have a Goose Island and tune into CHGO Bears.
I mean,
enjoy your lives.
That's coming from somebody who used to get in fights.
And then he would have been in the video.
I would have gotten out of there so fast.
That's true.
Kellen, you're awesome. Thanks for coming by, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, guys. I'm really
thankful for having me on. Everybody give him a hand.
The big case.
Give Kellen Graham a hand right now.
Thank you.
That's right.
Appreciate it.
You guys. We appreciate it. Our guys at the bar, they're sticking up for us, so we appreciate it. Kellen, thank you so much
for coming on
tonight. It was a pleasure having
Kellen.
You on.
Hey,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That's our guy,
Go
Kellen
Bears.
Graham from Beer Down. Find him on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, the whole
thing. That's right.
So,
all right,
you know,
Gregory.
I think we're rounding third and heading home now.
We are, and
we are.
It's good.
We're
gonna have a post game debrief on everything that you did wrong tonight.
Everybody in the chat says I'm drunk. I'm not drunk.
He's not drunk. But they are saying that. You're right.
He's not all saying it. He's not drunk.
I'm not allowed to have one drink without somebody calling me a drunk.
He's not drunk, and they're mad at me. I'm sure for anything I said about any quarterback that's
ever
played for the Bears.
Normally they say like you're the one that like. Oozes over the players when we interview, and that they were saying that's what
you were in a weird ooze tonight.
I was in a weird
ooze. You went weird ooze. You forgot.
I like the energy of all the people. No. The live stuff is fun.
Well, I was, you know, getting ready to bring us in and do the show, and then you just
as soon as the lights came on,
vomited.
I
you just
out.
Vomited. You did not stop. It was amazing.
I
was sitting here like. How long, you know, if I don't say anything, will this continue?
Yeah, you would have just.
It was truly it was a fascination. But this is your event, and
it's our event.
You led the charge. I appreciate you having me.
It's great.
Good to be here. I love getting a chance to talk to Dex. It's great to see everybody out here.
Yeah, it's definitely the crowd energy. Ooh. Like when we're at the studio,
we're gonna have to watch the tape
energy.
Though. We're gonna have to go over the tape. Me and you are gonna go. We're gonna go.
Well, it's hard being the middleman, right? Because I want to like look at Trevon.
Right.
And you're talking, so I want to face him. Gary's like, look at the camera. Don't tell me what to do, Gary. I'm trying to do my best here.
Yeah, right. Speaking of the crowd, we just got a comment from Colleen, who you guys just met. She said, I just left the event. Carmen Braggs are some of the nicest dudes I have ever met. Been a fan for a while. Thanks for being so welcoming to me. You had a fan of me before, but I'm a bigger fan now.
Thank you, Colleen. Colleen was awesome. So was her, I want to say boyfriend, right, John, who was here. The crowd's just been amazing, period. So I feed off
this kind of energy.
I mean, we don't get to do this very often, so it's awesome to come out.
It's a lot of fun.
And Colleen
it's
was
a great spot here at Wings and
Oh,
Rings.
My God. Seriously, 3434 South Halstead.
They won the competition for best wings. WGN put a competition
together. Is that right?
Yep, and they won that competition for best wings in the city.
I mean, if WGN...
I'm a WGN guy, then
we absolutely have
to. And we co-sign off it.
We do.
Not a great softball team, but they put together a good wings competition.
Here, let's try one of the wings.
All right, we'll try some wings. We'll try some wings here our guys here at Wings and Rings.
Courtesy of my guy.
Yeah. I'm on a diet, for the record.
All right, let's make sure we move the mic away. There we go.
All right, we'll move the mic. Thank you to Justin Bobin here. our guy here at Wings and Rings. It's delicious. We don't eat on set. We should eat on set more.
I'm sure they love this, but you got to hear the crunch.
Yeah, I mean, there's crunch. Now, this is the boneless wing, which I don't really consider a wing. To me, it's a nugget. Like a wing is only a wing if it has the bone in it. Where do you stand?
I'm with you on that one. But I'm not going to tell you this isn't delicious.
It's delicious. It is. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you do get more chicken out of the boneless. So maybe I'm seeing the light.
We're getting some really weird wings ASMR going on right now, too.
It's delicious.
What does that mean?
You don't know what ASMR is?
Listening to, like, the sounds of people doing things. In this case, it's eating.
Like, if you YouTube ASMR before you go to bed tonight, they're, like, soothing sounds. Like that. That's ASMR. You just got it. It's kind of sexual. I'm just telling you, it is. For some people,
it's officially after dark.
Sex is good. I recommend it. Congrats to people out there that are having it.
Oh, look, now we're getting
onion rings.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Gregory.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to everybody who showed up tonight watching live. Appreciate you.
Oh, what a night.
Thank you to everybody who's out here. Thank you, everybody at Wings and Rings. Yes.
Thank you to our guys behind the bar. Here, come on screen before we wrap it up. You can close out the show with us. Get on over here.
There it is.
Wearing a Brick by Brick shirt. You're getting a big bear hug out of me. Look at this guy. What's your name?
My name's Blake.
Blake, license and registration. What's your name? Blake and Ben are wrapping the show up with us tonight.
B squared. Let's go.
All right. So, what a great night. Thank you to Javon Dexter. Thank you to our guy, Kellen Graham. And thank you to Blake and Ben.
Circa,
thank you for coming out. Thank
Collectors
you
Cave.
From Wings and Rings and
3434 South Halstead. Come on out. Have a ring.
Bears.
Swinging in from West Virginia.
Cheers.
Y'all silly like the mayor.